This show contains quite a lot of swearing, so if you're offended by that kind of thing or have young children around, you have been warned.
That's way too spicy for me.
Oh, I need a bit of salt on that.
Just put a banana in your quesadilla.
What a combo.
What a combo.
With Fern Brady.
Hello, I'm Fern Brady, and this is What a Combo, the podcast about mad food combinations. If you've ever come home from a night out drunk and wanted to dip your poppadoms in some pickled onion juice, then this is the podcast for you. If you're listening to the show, did you know you can also watch us on YouTube? Just head over to Twisted's page and you'll find us there. And if you're watching already, hello. You're such a pro already, just waving.
I got so excited, just the mention of cameras. I was like, wave.
I can barely even look into the camera.
Hi to the people at home.
So, today's guest, if you toss. Stop laughing, Abby.
Sorry.
Now, the artifice of the introduction's been ruined by Abby's.
Did I cut? I'm sorry, I came too early.
Screen presence.
Look, just do it again, I'll shut up.
If you toss your already watered down blackcurrant fruit shoot into a blender, dilute it to the point where it questions whether it's actually just water, pair it with unsalted crisps, oven chicken nuggets with absolutely no sauce, all while attempting a TikTok dance to keep the tepid, unflavoured food company. Ta-da! You've summoned the unique culinary spirit of Abby Clark.
Wow, that felt hurtful, actually.
I didn't write
but
it.
But accurate.
Abby, I've been told that you are something of a fussy eater, but it sounds like you eat in a similar way to me.
Oh my God, really?
So, controversially, after accepting this job, they found out that I do not like combining a lot of my foods. I like to eat a lot of my foods plain.
Absolutely separate.
Yes, on their own.
Yeah.
And not having things touching each other.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
But I don't know how much I can say that and have it be included in the podcast.
I see.
So, with that bit done. What can I say instead?
Eat some good food then.
What snack and combo have you brought in today? Yes!
It's a chocolate digestive, but you had to make it a combo, so I've separated the digestives. They were like, do we discuss the existence of producers in this
world?
They rang me up. They were like, hey, you need your snack and combo. You come home, what you're making? I'm like, I'm not making anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking it out of the packet and I'm eating a chocolate digestive.
So the maddest two combination of foods you could think of was
chocolate
digestive. Amazing.
Is it a milk or a dark? Because I didn't actually specify and that was my mistake.
I think it's dark milk.
Well, I did. Ooh.
And I'm not saying
that's such a specific taste you found.
That's the thing.
Well, so I also specified that they put a bit of butter in it.
Well, that's what I'm tasting.
Because I think it just
breaks it down.
It just makes the chocolate a bit glossier and just a bit more melty in your mouth. Because chocolate famously doesn't melt in your mouth on its own.
The fact you're thinking of the aesthetics of the chocolate shows you're a pro.
No, I used to make this at home because I do like... actually like deconstruct a chocolate digestive in my spare time. I like baking. I'm not into cooking, but I do like baking because I do think the product is more worth my time to make.
Product is more
as in
worth.
Like... A cake is worth the effort.
Right.
Whereas like anything savoury is not worth the effort for me.
Right. Okay,
and also the savoury is like over as soon as you eat it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cake, that can last a week. That can make you popular in the office every day.
So what's your most impressive cake that you can bake?
I made my brother's wedding cake. Yeah.
That's so stressful.
Greg. It was actually very, very stressful and it was a hot day and it did melt a little bit. But we made it. Three tiers, chocolate and raspberry, another great combination. Most of my combinations do involve chocolate. It's usually just chocolate and something. But I would, I'd come home from a long day at school and I'd melt chocolate and butter because when you bake, if you ever have to combine chocolate and butter at the start, that just is the best taste. And so I'd do that, melt a bowl of it, and then I'd stick a plain digestive in it and pretend I hadn't just made chocolate digestives, which do already exist. I was baking. I've made something.
And you've talked about deconstructing a chocolate digestive.
Yeah.
How do you... Because the way I'm eating this is the way I would eat normal chocolate digestives, which is kind of very disgustingly licking the chocolate off the surface.
Yeah.
I lick the entire surface of the digestive until the chocolate starts to melt. My saliva would be the butter that makes it glossy. That's mm-hmm. disgusting. Sorry. So I do that. And only once the digestive's clean am I allowed to eat it.
I think really what I'm realising here is it's less about the digestives. It's more that I just wanted to melt myself a bowl of chocolate.
Thank you so much.
And I had to give myself an excuse for that. And the excuse was that I'd dip something in it. Almost like, I guess the reverse is where you have soup, but really all you want is bread.
Yeah. Oh my, well.
Yeah, or I really
identify with that sentiment.
Really, I just want melted chocolate, but it felt wrong to come home from school and just spoon a bowl full of melted chocolate. So I put some biscuits in it and here we are.
And have you ever felt tempted to jazz this up a bit and add marshmallows into the melted chocolate or do anything?
Well, something you can do mm-hmm. is get an actual chocolate digestive, put a marshmallow on top mm-hmm. and then put another chocolate digestive upside down on top, put that in the microwave, and that's s'mores.
Yeah, that is s'mores. But, British s'mores.
But easy and in the microwave. You don't have to have a campfire or join the scouts.
I genuinely thought they were microwaving chocolate upstairs mm-hmm. and I thought they were giving this to me as an end of series treat to make up for all the times where it's been like I've been...
Well, maybe that's it.
Maybe it's been like
I was wondering
sick.
Why they'd put me last. I was like, this is a real anticlimax to end on. But maybe it's for you.
Well, would you describe yourself as a fussy eater? I don't think I'm fussy. I think I just eat in a very specific way.
Or do you just
way.
Think you're right?
I think I have my way of eating and I'm confident about it and I stick to
okay.
that. Like I've had people, actually on this show, I've had people ask why I'm breaking my food into pieces or asking why I'm doing certain things with my food. And that does my head in when people ask why I'm eating a certain way, but I have no self-consciousness about it. So I don't know if you're the same or if you just like, don't like combining stuff.
No.
Ever.
I've always been a very sensitive eater, let's say. And I am quite embarrassed by it. But I think it is people do react. People do comment.
Yeah.
But I have actually gotten better. So I think what I find quite entertaining is when people are like, you don't eat this. I'm like, mate, you should have met me like 10 years earlier. Like, it was so much worse. This is actually very brave, as you say, of me. I'm combining tomatoes and onions. This is a big day. But yeah, I think I just avoid telling anyone for as long as possible.
So what concessions did your mum have to make for you? Or do you ever remember going to friends' houses and being like...
Oh my God, yeah. Their parents were terrified of me. Like, whenever I had to come out, like, my friend Lauren, I'm still friends with her. I don't think her mum's recovered. She has PTSD. Like, she genuinely, if I was coming around, they'd go to my mum and be like, what can we give her? What do we do? What do we give her? And the answer was pretty much just like margarita pizza or chicken nuggets mm-hmm. or plain pasta. I now have sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to be like
so
sensitive.
Is it plain tomato sauce?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes. But that's, like I said, fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's really brave mm-hmm. for me. Because I'm telling you my story and you can see how far I've come now.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even allow butter or salt on it at first.
Bloody hell.
And now.
Okay, I'm not as bad as you then. Oh my God, I've been told that you only eat 20 different foods. Can you name the 20?
I can try. And this is only because, so I started dating someone new and they're a foodie and that's a nightmare.
Uh-oh.
I am literally...
I was just going to ask about dating.
I am their biggest, like, I think it's the worst thing to ever happen to them, that they like me in any way. Mm. Because also I feel like a lot of boys, their like move is to like cook for you. They're like, they love to brag, to be like, oh yeah, like I'll invite you around. And I'm going to cook you a meal and you're meant to be like, swoon. And I'm like, I'm not bothered, actually. I'd rather you didn't. So this is how it's come up is he was like, can you tell me what foods you like? And I genuinely gave him a list of 10.
Okay.
He's narrowed it down to, he calls it chicken, peppers and slop.
What's the slop?
So slop is like soup, porridge. Anything of a sloppy consistency.
but I also, so yeah, I guess the ones I gave him, let's start with the veg,
which, as I say, is very brave because I used to eat none. It's a surprise I'm alive.
Okay.
By now, we'll eat tomatoes, peppers, all colours.
Oh my God.
I know. Spinach, aubergine, a rogue entry at the last minute.
Okay.
onions count. Is garlic a vegetable?
Yes. Both a vegetable and a herb. Is it? Sorry, I'm looking
to... Where would we put basil? Because that's a leaf.
Basil.
But I don't think it's a vegetable.
Not a leaf, it's a herb.
But it is technically a leaf. Okay, so that's it for veg. Fruit, apple.
Wait, and... you won't eat carrots?
No.
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah, okay, a potato.
But sweet potatoes are nicer versions of potatoes.
Well, no, that's a myth. But I...
Okay! It's got lots of vitamins in it.
Yeah, this has been started by the health food army.
Yeah, I'm big into that, by the way.
Oh, no. Like, no, look, I'm not in it. I'm guilty of ordering the sweet potato fries to make myself feel like I've made an effort with my health, all right? We've all been there. I have ordered sweet potato fries expecting to wake up a dress size slimmer. We all have. But it's a lie to say they're better than normal fries. Let's not
kid ourselves.
They're not.
I think they are. I think they might have a higher glycemic load. Yeah. I think because they're sweet, they might make your blood sugar spike more.
Right.
But they've got more vitamins in them because they're orange. Whereas,
is that a scientific fact? Is it just the more orange?
Yeah, I don't know why I can hear them all laughing through there.
So it's not a fact.
It is a fact.
That's not how the world works.
That is how the world works, according to Gillian McKeith, one of the greatest Scottish people to ever live.
Who famously never fainted of a lack of nutrition.
No, listen up, because you're meant to not eat beige foods and that.
Beige is my favourite. Food category.
Colourful foods. That's what you're meant to eat. That's
well, I told you I eat all colours of pepper.
That's very good.
That's where I get the colour in.
That's very good. Fruits. I'm going to guess the fruits that you eat are bananas.
No, I hate banana. Well, actually, okay, so I do quite like the taste of banana, but I'd hate the texture.
What if it
creeps me out.
Is it worse if it's a very ripe black banana?
I just won't eat a banana, but I will eat like banana bread, banana yogurt. A little Milacorna banana crunch. No. Yum, yum, yum.
No, I don't like banana flavoured things.
I thought we were going to get on, but this is really going south.
No, I don't like banana flavoured things or
Can I just say that the chocolate has started to slightly solidify, which I do think is the work of the butter, and I can now use the digestive as just a spoon.
And you can use it as a stirring tool to keep the chocolate soft.
I guess then it's just pasta, potato, rice. Chicken's the only meat.
You don't like sausages?
Chicken sausages? What I've learned is you can put chicken in any shape.
Yeah.
Chicken meatballs, chicken sausage, chicken mince. Do they? No, that's turkey, actually. Same thing,
you
though,
could
isn't
mince
it, really?
Chicken, I'm sure.
Not to cause offence to chickens, but like, same thing.
Do you eat prawns? You just looked at me like I just said.
Did you not listen to anything I just said? And sorry, you really believed prawns were in for a
I was just thinking
shot.
Prawns are nice and they're easy to eat. What do
but
you not
is
like
it
about
chicken?
No.
No.
It tastes a bit like chicken.
Shellfish texture creeps me out.
Oh, next up we're gonna do your wild combo. But first we're gonna play a quick game of good combo, bad combo. So I'm gonna present you with a combination of things. You have to tell me if they're good or bad by saying good combo or bad combo.
I've got a feeling that it's going to be heavy on one answer.
Pizza Express and a thin-based pizza.
Good combo.
Dogs and little doggy outfits.
A great combo.
Hugh Grant and romantic comedies.
Good combo.
Abby Clark and cooking pre-prepared meals.
Good combo.
Comic Sans and shop fronts.
Bad combo.
Rupert Murdoch and impartiality.
Bad combo.
Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
Controversial bad combo.
Yeah, I thought he looked so dehydrated in that film. Like, he looked like he dieted hard. Did he?
Yeah.
He looked like a little piece of jerky.
I didn't like the Barbie movie.
I thought it's good for basic women, maybe, like,
yeah,
for people 100%. Who are not already into it. It's a laudable effort, but yeah, not for me. It got there was so much marketing around it that it put me off, because I was quite up for going to see it.
Are you against the mainstream? Are you just...
You're
just saying...
No, like, once everyone was going in costumes and stuff...
Right, it wasn't
like,
cool anymore.
Basically, I was like, I don't want to go.
It wasn't part of the alternative scene.
Yeah, I didn't want to go.
I'm
like that.
Are you really?
I am like that. I was like, if everyone's going to a thing, I'm like...
Are you like, as soon as like a musician becomes fame, like becomes successful, you're
like, yes, I feel like that about one of the guests we had on. We had C-Matt. There's a singer called C-Matt.
What?
We had her on here, and more comedians are getting into her, and it's really put me off because I was the second.
I think also depends which comedians get into her.
Just all of them. Too many of them.
Like, guys, this is my thing.
It was my thing. I wanted to be her only fan.
Yeah.
But also for her to be successful.
Yeah.
We're going to do your wild combo in a minute.
Okay.
First, I've got to rate your snacking combo. I give it 100 chocolate digestives out of 100. Thank you very much.
Yeah!
It's great.
Ugh. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Hello, this is What a Combo, and me and my guest Abby Clark are back. Next up, it's our wild combo. This is going to be a strange and interesting combination of foods Abby has brought in, especially for me. Abby, what have you brought in for me? Have you combined something?
So, what I was asked was, what do you have that make people go, what? You eat that? That's mad. Mm-hmm. And I think in my case, it's not necessarily a combo. It's nuggets with no sauce.
This is, sorry, for the listeners, these are just some smelly dry nuggets. So I'm told that you hate condiments.
Hate condiments, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't believe in putting hot food into something cold.
Why?
Because it's hot and it should stay hot. And I don't want to touch something cold and then touch something hot. And that's just me. And I'm allowed to be authentically myself. That is valid.
What about, see, I'm already, my throat is getting quite dangerously dry.
Do you see from the grease? The grease is the sauce.
There's no grease in mine. My throat is dangerously dry. I can barely keep doing the show. I have to get some condiment.
Maybe that's a vegetarian.
I've brought in.
Oh no! See, honestly,
these are my favourite three condiments for you.
What is that?
This is Branston pickle.
Right.
This is HP sauce.
Oh, I hate that. Even the smell of it.
And this is salad cream.
Oh no!
Very 80s condiment. Now the producer didn't tell me that we were going to be having nuggets, so obviously, in an ideal world, I wouldn't have picked these three condiments.
Even the smell of those condiments.
Just the
smell. It's upsetting for me.
I can't smell them.
Can you not smell that HP sauce?
No. And you can smell it?
Yeah, I can smell it.
That's amazing. Or awful in your case.
But this is the one that, like, when I do travel back with comedians and you stop at a McDonald's on the way back and they go, do you want any sauce? What sauce do you want with your nuggets? And I go, nothing.
I'm with you there. I never take sauces at takeaways. You know how sometimes if you get an Indian takeaway?
Mm-hmm.
It'll come with all these little pots of chutney and dips.
Yeah.
those go untouched. I don't even take them out of the bag.
Nope.
And then when I get a pizza, I can't remember what pizza place it is. There's some chain pizza place where it comes with a dip to dip your crust into. That's totally unnecessary.
Oh, yeah, the garlic thing.
Yeah, I don't even bother.
You know what I will have?
What?
Garlic butter.
Oh.
Because, just butter, basically.
That adds up with your logic because garlic butter is hot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not stressing you out. You don't want to even try and dip.
Like, really? No, that would be my worst nightmare, yeah.
Really?
That would really upset me.
Not even a small
bit.
It's
also, like, again, the consistency of those condiments, the kind of, like, the sliminess.
Slimy. What about chunky texture?
No, that's upsetting.
It's upsetting. I'm dipping my nugget in the pickle.
That's really bad. I don't like condiments. I don't like cold. Don't like cold sauces. If you had a pot of hot tomato sauce, like pasta sauce, maybe I'd dip that.
What about hot ketchup?
No, I don't like ketchup. It's same, like just that kind of like fake tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like because I learned recently that I can have beans on toast if it's like homemade beans.
Oh, I hate homemade beans.
I love homemade beans.
The tyrannical rise of homemade beans.
Yeah.
Being brought to me in a cafe. There's a reason.
No, it's so much.
There's a reason the Heinz guy is a millionaire, multi-millionaire, is from how good he makes his beans.
Well, I don't like them. I don't like how he makes them.
We've heard that you don't like foods that pop.
Yeah.
Why is that?
There's a lot of negativity in my life, isn't there? For me, something that pops is associated with like cysts, blisters, spots, you know? Like a round thing and then like pus coming out of it.
Right.
So like a poached egg, horrifying to me.
I had poached eggs at the weekend and they were silent.
No, but I mean pop as in like you like physically pop it and then it oozes. Or like a pea, for example, because it's a little sphere. Technically, yeah. You're like, maybe the word should be puncture. You're like,
right.
It's like, you're like popping that sphere.
Huh.
No.
And you hate just the sensation of that.
It just reminds me of like popping a spot. Or like,
bloody
you know, like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
It just takes me there. Have you seen those adverts on your phone where
the
there's games?
The best YouTube channel ever.
Yeah, fun to watch. I don't want to put it in my mouth.
Sorry, Dr. Pimple Popper, if you haven't came across her yet.
Where have you been?
She's amazing. She's this woman who she's living her dream. She gets to squeeze everyone's spot.
I would actually love that job.
So, but if you like that, then you don't want to...
Yeah, I want to pop it. I don't want to eat it.
But I don't eat poached eggs. And I've never had an egg.
Well, you're going to think about it now, aren't you?
Because I don't do my eggs I don't like them to be runny. I want them to be in between so they don't pop when I open them. But Dr. Pimple Popper, she'll get someone who has like, my favourite would be like a big sebaceous cyst or like a big white head where she squeezes it and it just keeps coming out.
Yeah, like, I like the ones that like turns into like a long worm that just like keeps going.
I don't know why it's so amazing to see a long worm come out of someone's face.
I love it.
What I don't like is when she has the sort of meatier looking ones.
No, yeah. I don't want to see like when it's on the line of surgery.
Yeah, there's somewhere it looks like it's cutting into flesh and stuff.
No,
and I'm like,
I want to see a satisfying... Push, push, push,
push.
Worm breaks earth, keeps going.
The dry worms coming out of the face are good. But what I like is push, 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 liquid, and then...
Oh, no, I don't like liquid.
A starter of liquid and then a main course of white pus.
No, I like it to have something solid about it. I really like when there's a bit of black at the start of it.
Yeah.
A bit of like dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of a blackhead.
And then
a white worm
creamy
just birthed behind.
Goodness. It's so good.
Yeah. Well, whenever I date someone, I always have to be like, at what point am I allowed to start popping your spots? That's like a line you have to cross. Because I say, once we've crossed it, you can't go back.
Yeah, a lot of guys don't feel the same way about Dr. Pimple Popper, though.
Why is it a female thing, do you think?
I don't know, but I have met a lot of women that are really intensely into it and feel like massive relief watching that channel. And then my boyfriend, when I watch it, he says that I'm a murderer and that only like a murderer would watch something like that. He's really upset by it.
Famously, people are murdered via pimples. That's a famous way to go. You know, that pimple doctor that just couldn't stop at the pimple. It's a famous case.
Abby, this doesn't surprise me, but I've been told that you're rubbish at chopping vegetables and you never do it.
When they asked me that, I didn't know it was something you could be good at.
Yeah, they teach it in cooking school.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, if you're a chef, sure. Mm-hmm. But I thought, like, as just an average person, you're making your dinner, just chopping is chopping, right? I didn't know that there were, like, I didn't know it was, like, karate and there was, like, levels.
I want to see just how bad you are at this.
Okay.
I think I'm okay, but not the best.
I get the job done. It just makes so much mess.
Now, I have to ask that you put on some gloves.
First.
Yeah, just so as not to make a mess of your
not to bleed
fingers.
On everything.
Which knife do you want? Can I have this one?
Sure.
Thanks. Okay, you can have that one.
So do you have to wear the gloves at home? Already, this is too much effort.
No, I would never wear gloves at home, but I have nearly cut my fingers off every time I've tried to show off my chopping skills. There you go. This is your one. So chopping an onion, I think something everyone should be all right
at. It's going to make me cry, isn't it?
First, we're going to top and tail it. So this is how I do it.
Yeah.
Like this.
Oh, there's sort a bit of a slide happening.
Yeah, you use your knife like a guillotine. And then once you get more into the middle of the onion, you do bridging.
Do you ever take the skin off? Oh, you've done that.
I've done that. Yeah, I did that while you were.
So you do skin post middle chop.
I cut the onion in half and then I took the skin off. Yeah. Do you know how to not cry when you're cutting an onion?
Dead inside?
No, you're meant to fill your mouth with sleepers.
With what?
You're supposed to fill your mouth with saliva.
Saliva?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Has anyone else heard this tip?
Why?
Because all the... I don't know.
Does that work in like all scenarios in life or just onions?
Just onions, I think.
That's a shame. I could really do with the tips. Is this bad? That was bad.
I think... Come on
so
now.
So you did a little...
Come on now. You're doing it deliberately badly.
Slightly.
No.
I don't really have...
Stop.
What?
Stop. Right. First off, you're
don't
cutting
cry.
It.
You're cutting... Don't get emotional.
Yeah, the saliva thing didn't work. Do you know why I have no saliva in my mouth? From eating your dry nuggets. Get your other onion and
I been going the wrong side?
Yeah, let's start again.
No, but then that... Oh, actually, yeah, that is quite easy.
Yes. You're getting it.
Oh, so that's
And as
a
you get more into
end.
The centre, remember to bridge...
What site's this going on again?
It's confusing. I feel like I'm at home now and it's night time and it's dinner time and
this
I just
is what
feel
I mean.
Confused.
This is just too much. I'm already
between my
bored.
Work life. And
I'm
my
like,
home
I've
life.
Got to clean all this up. Just get me something that's already been seasoned and I'll whack it in the oven. Oh, I'm crying.
yeah. Fill your mouth with slavers or push your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Is that one?
I'm done.
I'm also done. So sore. I have to rate your wild combo. It wasn't great, man. I'm gonna give it one beige food item out of 5. But
okay.
Thanks for bringing it in. Ugh. Hello, this is What a Combo, and we're back. It's now time for the Twisted Combo, which is where the twisted food scientists, who are evil people, have come up with a weird combination for me and Abby to try. Neither of us know what this one is, so let's see what's under the cloche.
Ooh, sweets!
But it's not just sweets. Okay, so there's a lot of...
Oh no.
There's some
seasoning.
Sweets.
There's seasoning.
There's some blue crisps that I've never seen in my life.
What?
There's a giant...
What on earth? hot chili
There's a
pepper.
Hot pickle from Texas.
Oh no, that looks horrible.
Would you ever eat one of these?
No, are you kidding me? That looks...
Did you ever see that?
That it's looks like a severed penis.
Have you sort of seen that? It's not, I can assure you. Have you seen that YouTube video from years ago where the girl was scared of pickles and she went on some Jerry Springer type show?
Oh, yeah.
And he chases her around with
That's
plates
really
of pickles.
Sad.
Yeah, it would never be broadcast.
No.
I can't work out what this is.
So it's looking like fizzy sweets and...
crisps.
Chili-ish pickle. Stuff. Hot stuff.
So if you're on TikTok and into food,
why?
Interested why? In food, it says, you might have seen this doing the rounds.
Bit fizzy strawberry pencil. Okay, they just brought spit cups in and that doesn't fill me with confidence. Well, it doesn't have liquid in it yet.
Can you explain how this works?
Right, so you've got to open the pickle.
Oh, not the pickle.
Open the pickle
first.
Oh!
So you open the pickle.
Yeah.
Pour it into the cup.
With the juice.
With the juice.
Ah!
That looks like a UTI.
Yeah. And then?
I'd say it could come in a cup. Why is
right
it?
Off the top of the pickle.
Okay.
This is asking too many steps. That's hard already.
You open the crisps.
Uh-huh.
All of this has to go together. Yeah. This is so complex.
And shove the crisp in the pickle.
Shove
right.
You're making a surface for the crisp to go in.
Like that?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm gonna rip it.
Oh, that was good. You didn't even chew it up.
No. As okay. Little of this has to go in my mouth as possible, I'm hoping.
Then you get your chamoy sauce, which is that sauce.
This?
Yep, that's it.
Oh my god. Oh, and should explain, chamoy is a condiment that's really popular in Mexico, Abby.
Uh-huh.
And it's made from pickled dried fruit.
So what you do is now douse the sauce all over it.
Just like this?
Yeah, I think you, yeah.
Ah!
I'll take it out the cup, maybe.
And put it
Take
where?
The pickle out the cup?
Yeah, and hold it.
No.
Look, there's. You have to do it now.
I refuse.
You have to do it.
I don't want to hold it.
Okay, sorry, I need to explain. I'm holding a pickle. It's got two bright blue crisps in it, and I've put some sort of Mexican red jam on the pickle.
Top.
Now I'm going to get sweets.
Sweets. And wrap the sweets around the pickle. Yeah, like that.
It's so sad. This looks like we're trying to make Christmas decorations.
So it looks like I am a 5-year-old trying to make some sort of figurine out of pickles and sweets.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to tell me, like, it's your cat. And then I got to put it on the fridge.
I don't think you can be trusted.
The whole
to put
idea is the chamoy sauce is the main ingredient.
Chamoy sauce is the main ingredient. Sorry for putting some on your fingers. So for anyone who's not watching the video, Abby
I
is...
I did it very neatly.
Abby has bandaged
very
a pickle
organized.
In an Astro Belt. I don't know what they're called.
It looks like,
yeah.
It looks like a
fizzy
looks
belt.
Looks like a caroler that's had its head chopped off.
Yeah. I think I've just rubbed...
So yeah, more chamoy sauce.
I've done it. I've put more chamoy sauce on.
And now you should...
Sounds like we're putting the sauce on to make the rest of it.
We've got a little pot of seasoning.
Yeah, and you...
And now do we eat it?
No, I don't want to.
You eat, go.
It's such... I'm going to have to take such a big bite to get all of it.
Ah!
You didn't even get any pickle just then. I'm not going to be able to get to the crisp in the middle. I can't take that big a bite.
Right.
What is that? Why?
I just silently drilled like a pint of saliva onto the... This is abysmal. This is abysmal. Abby's gone very silent. Very, very silent.
I think I just want a normal job. I think I'm willing to give it up.
I haven't even had any of the pickle.
That was like the
saltiest, most sour thing ever.
What was that? What was the salty thing? Is that the sauce?
The salty thing's the...
I gotta say, the blue bandage really saved it for me.
Did it?
Yeah.
Mine's is covered in watermelon shoelace things. Like watermelon shoelace sweets. Sorry, I just tried to take a bite of it again and my body just rejected it. It was just the surface was too sour and I can't even make myself bite into it.
The worst thing about this for me is the pickle. Oh. I can't get past the pickle.
So why do people do this? Dry mouth? Just TikTok.
TikTok.
Right, okay.
Actually, I think I've just never tried a pickle before.
You've never had a pickle? Oh, they're nice.
No, they're not.
But these ones are a bit full on, I
think. I think that was the worst bit about it. The sweet, nice. Crisp, fine.
Abby, you did so well during that. Thank you so much for joining me. I really was worried about you eating that there and something bad happening. Because you weren't able to even eat the condiments, and the fact you managed to eat this monstrosity is so impressive.
I'll do anything for the content.
You can follow Abby on Instagram, go see her gigs, she's amazing. This has been What a Combo. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
From Sony Music Entertainment, the producer is Michael Dale. The assistant producers are Erin Akusilar and Ben Jones. The production coordinator is Lily Hambley. The sound engineers are Matthias Torres-Sole and Ed Gill. The marketing coordinator is Emily Webb. The executive producer is Alex Lawless. From Jungle Creations, the creative director is Tom Jackson. The creative producer is Alice Davis. The videographers are Marcus Gibson-Blair and Harry Byrne. The video editor is Matt Conley. The food stylist is Susanna Unsworth.